big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
It's John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. Yeah. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm watching a video right now, Dell, of Neil deGrasse Tyson on Club Shay Shay. And he's talking about how Terrence Howard told him all math is wrong. And so then he basically showed him. Mm-hmm. Basically, Neil deGrasse Tyson just obviously debunked everything. And then I guess he said Terrence then was telling Joe Rogan that Neil deGrasse Tyson was very mean to him. He also was talking about James Cameron got the sky wrong on when he showed the sky in Titanic, you know, just nerdy stuff like that.
Sure.
I don't know about you guys. I see a lot. He's not afraid to get on television a lot. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You think he's overexposed?
I think he's overexposed. I think he's kind of an a-hole. I'm not a Neil deGrasse Tyson guy.
I think his brilliance makes him have little patience for nonsense.
Yes.
Particularly when true. It's nonsense that challenges his brilliance.
Well, and Terrence Howard is out there, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Terrence has really lost it.
He's out there.
Yeah, he's
Holy
really
crap.
He's really.
I could see where. Yeah, he would debunk a lot of.
John, did
stuff.
You ever see Hustle and Flow?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you did trick? See that. Yeah, what's great what's movie, trick? Really what's good. You know, it's one of my wife's trick? Favorite movies.
What's her favorite part?
Whoop that trick.
Not when the trick was getting whooped. Not when Skinny Black was in peeing on his. Was Skinny Black him or no? That was Ludacris, right? Who was peeing on his little cassette tape that he gave him, but. No, she loved the whole thing. It was a really well-done movie. That's when we used to go see movies. No, she didn't like it better than Boogie Nights and some of the other movies we've seen. We've seen a lot of good movies. I tell you what, I don't know if I told you this, but yeah, I did tell you all this. Death of a Salesman was phenomenal in New York. Nathan Lane was really good. Now, Terrence Howard, something has happened. I don't know if he played football at some point in his life. But the CTE feels real for Terrence Howard. He is making no sense anymore. Yep. He's just saying all kinds of crazy stuff.
We got somebody who wants to. Dell said something earlier in the show.
I'll check,
that he wants to debunk.
Okay.
Dell
okay.
is our Terrence Howard.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I did not know I fell into that category.
Dell is our Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
All right.
What's how am I most like Terrence Howard, John D?
Saying stupid stuff a lot.
Okay, there it is.
There it is.
What were you going to say before we get to Dayton? Did you have something?
Well, so one of the others, somebody else has chimed in on the haircut stuff.
Okay.
Who would know? And he said, I'll check, but I believe he has cut black players' hair.
I didn't say.
He goes, I think the question is, do they let him? And that's the point you're making. Who's going to let him?
Who's letting him do? Who has a regular appointment with Frank Ross when it's not for charity?
Well, I didn't say Frank Ross is just, you know, Frank cuts. I'm not saying he has a weekly, you know, standing weekly. He's trying to get the special teams ready.
Like for Monday, like when they know Sunday Night Football is in town and they got to sit down for an interview, did they let Frank Ross clean them up before they talk to Mike Tirico?
No, probably
right,
not.
Then. That's my
right.
point.
But
right,
have
then.
They ever had a haircut? It's just one haircut counts.
I'm not saying he's never cut a player's hair. I'm just saying they're not letting him do that on the reg. It's not happening. Let's get to Dayton.
Dayton, what did Dell say that was stupid?
hey, man, I'm actually not getting on Dell like that. But it's funny because, I listen to you guys all the time. And back in the past, you guys was talking about that a lot of people didn't know that he was black. And we went into a whole thing about him not being hood black. So I'm listening to the show this morning, and I hear him say, this Lamont reminds me of a show. I can't think of what it is. And to anybody black, it's Saffron's son right off the bat.
No, the name, and the full name. I was wrong on the full name, Lamont Wade.
No, I get it. I get it. But I'm just telling you, it came across because I heard John say,
You big dummy.
And it was still like, oh, that's not it. What is it? And I'm like,
because
Saffron's son is... It's just funny. It's funny, Del.
No, I get it.
Just deal with the Del.
But I was wrong.
He's
on,
right.
No, mm-hmm. I was wrong. Not Lamont, the name. I thought Lamont Wade was a name of something
I recognized.
So
Fred Sanford was actually
a guy
named Red Fox.
It's not Ed Wade's son.
So you don't know there was a guy named Red Fox who used to be a black comedian.
I know who he is.
Fred Sanford.
I'm aware.
There was also a show. There was also a show called...
Look,
Good
you're
Times.
Not going to come at me. You don't know nothing about A Different World. Sorry, you didn't even know who... They didn't know who Dwayne Wayne was.
Yes, I do.
No, you
Whitney,
didn't.
Yes.
You didn't know.
Yes, I do.
You didn't know.
Different World was a spinoff of Cosby.
I mentioned
Everyone
it.
Everyone knows
you
that
You didn't even
show.
Know Dwayne Wayne. You didn't know the name.
First of all, Dwayne Wayne was also, hey, that was also on What's Happening with Rod.
You didn't
Raj.
Know.
It was Dwayne Wayne.
I said
Wayne.
Dwayne Wayne earlier in the show.
You said Dwayne
week.
Wayne.
No, I didn't. I said Dwayne Wayne earlier in the show. You didn't know what I was talking
earlier
about.
Earlier this show?
Earlier in the week, excuse me. You didn't know
Must
what I was talking
Monday
about.
Must have been Monday, and I wasn't here.
It was, no, you were here.
Because I know Dwayne from, I didn't know it was his last name, but I know Dwayne from with the glasses, Kadeem Hardison. I know him. Please stop.
Didn't know.
Please stop. That's a spinoff from the Cosby's.
And you didn't know.
No, I knew. You just stop. You can't get me on black shows from the 80s.
You didn't know.
Yes, I did.
I said it.
It didn't even come up. That wasn't me. That name, we never talked. What was
it? It might have been Monday with Raheel.
It must
and
have
John.
Been Monday with Raheel because I would know that. And Whitney, she was fine. What's her real name?
Jasmine Guy.
Jasmine Guy. Oh, my gosh.
Didn't know that, though. I gave you that name, too.
What, Jasmine Guy? I said Whitney. That's her name on the show. Stop. You can't. Don't be mad that you didn't know who Lamont was, you never heard of Sanford
and
Sons.
That's not the point. Once again, I thought Lamont Wade was the name of a character. I was wrong on that. I'll admit to that. Either way, thank you for the call, Dayton.
Yes.
He just said you ain't a real black guy. That's
no,
right.
He didn't.
He said hood black.
He said hood black. He didn't say nothing about real black. I'm not going to listen to you on anything regarding
okay.
this. You have no basis to stand on anything.
Del.
John.
Okay.
No one's looking at you rubbing your forearm. That,
if John went
that
into
only
a
plays
black,
for like 100 people.
If
what
John
you're doing.
Went into a black barbershop, would they like John?
Yes.
I think they would immediately.
They would laugh because he's clownish. He would say stuff and they would just laugh at him. Yes, they would like him. He's like, hey, look, the court jester's here.
He's clownish.
He would make them laugh. It's the same way John has those rich friends because he makes them laugh. He does this stupid little job and they laugh at him.
That's because I'm a funny guy.
Didn't your dad call him a clown or what is
court
it?
Jester.
Your dad say court jester? Yeah.
And you are, no, you're his court jester.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot
you
how it went.
Jester.
Either way,
yeah.
But John has a place in that world because he makes them laugh. Funny. Look, the funny guy's here. He does that silly little radio thing and then he comes here and makes us laugh saying stupid stuff. I get it.
Yep.
Yeah, it would be the same way in a black barbershop. John would come in and I don't know if he'd rub his forearm. He may not do that immediately. But he would say some stuff that people would laugh and like, oh, white boy John is here. And then it'd be fun. It'd be good stuff.
White boy John is
white
here. Just
John.
Like white boy Rick.
White boy
like
Rick.
White boy Rick. He's white boy John.
Yeah.
No.
Because he would go to the old school, like all the barbers in their 60s and 70s. He would go there and they would, oh, John's here.
There you go. John, white boy John in the building. How much you been drinking, white boy John?
And white boy John will have been drinking.
He would have an answer
he would
to that
have
question.
An answer.
Yes. They'd love him. I don't push back on that.
I heard what you said the other day. Guilty. Not guilty.
They know that
you crazy,
guilty and not
white
guilty.
Boy John. You crazy.
White boy John putting ugly people in jail.
They ain't, no. They don't call me white boy because they're like
they will.
Too dark to be white
nah,
boy.
Nah, you'll be white yeah. boy John.
No.
WBJ.
Nope. Y'all don't know nothing about it. Me and Dayton, we hanging, right?
I'm sure he'd
watching,
love you.
Watching Fred Sanford that Dell don't know nothing about.
Sorry, I do, but I will say it was before my time.
Okay.
I can at least get that.
When we come back, what did you learn on the show this week in one sentence? You learned something on the show this week.
Probably today. It's been so much better. This show's so much better than yesterday's when we talked about, Wimbenyama is 6-21, and like, yeah, I'm excited about the NBA Finals. I'm not going to lie about it. But at the same time, there's just been a lot of really – this show's had a lot of juice so far.
It's nothing but juice.
It's nothing but juice.
And not boo-boo juice.
No. Like, yesterday's show had.
No, why do you think
I wasn't there for News of the Weird?
Like Brian Abreu. That's what you called him today. You called him boo-boo juice.
Booty juice. Yeah.
That's how he's pitched this year.
That's a grown man. It will kick your ass,
that's
too,
a grown man
he's
who's
a big
got
man.
An ERA in the sevens.
Oh, yeah. He's all that. He is all that. But you don't call a man booty juice.
I didn't call a man that. I said his play has been booty juice.
No, it has been. He's been booty
juice. It has been. Okay. Well, Spencer Arrighetti said his own pit play was ass. So yeah. You're going to say something about that? He called his own play ass.
No, he was right about it.
Ass.
Mm-hmm. Ass. All right. When we come back, give a call. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this week on the show in one sentence? 713-780-3776.
Can you dig it? The Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore is on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back. What'd you learn this week on the show? 713-780-3776. You got one sentence to tell us what you learned on the show this week. Okay? 713-780-3776. As soon as somebody's off, we got a full board. As soon as somebody's off, then somebody else can get in. I learned that Dell's not really black. I didn't know this.
Ooh, this is a game you want to play, huh?
That's what I learned.
Ooh, I'm not playing that game.
It's a game you want to play.
Dell, I'm showing respect.
Understood. Right.
That's what I learned from, I just learned it from Dayton.
He did not say I wasn't black. He didn't say that.
He kind of said that.
No,
yeah.
He didn't.
In a little bit he said that. Ryan is first up. Ryan, what'd you learn this week on the show?
Well, I learned yesterday that Lance is one big old cuck.
Eat a butt, Jared. What's his name again? Ryan?
It was Ryan. Ryan.
Eat a butt, Ryan, all the way on the inside. Your mom's.
Oof.
Put your mom on top of that.
Wow.
I don't care about these ladies.
Woo.
That's a good start.
Put the tongue in, Ryan.
Oof.
Loser.
All the way on the inside.
That's a
your mom Andy's.
Wow.
That's a lot going on.
Ugly there. Ugly.
But
ugly
Ryan was disrespectful.
Yeah.
That was
disrespectful.
He was disrespectful. And Lance, I think he
returned the disrespect.
Eat ass, Ryan. Mm. I don't care about you sorry ass, bitch ass punk.
Wow.
I'll keep cussing.
Well,
if you want.
You have hit a point where
if y'all want it,
these words
I'm
are
this
fine.
Close.
They're
I'm,
vulgar,
I know.
But fine.
I know. I'm trying to just get up to the line.
Yeah, just. Yeah.
I'm just messing around, Ryan. You're a good dude. I wish nothing but the best
you don't
for
you. Know him. He could be an awful person.
I want your mom and you to be happy together. That's fine.
You talking some Targaryen type stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe him and his sister up in the little where Bron gets pushed off.
Bran.
Bron. No, his name was Bron.
Bron was Jaime's buddy. Bran is the kid.
Oh, yeah. And he takes over the universe, so.
Yeah.
In his wheelchair.
Becomes a king. There you go, Ryan. You and your moms, apparently.
Yeah, you and your moms. I wish nothing but the best for you.
In that relationship, Lance wants you two
I hope
to have.
She doesn't, I hope she doesn't blow up the whole kingdom.
The sept. Let's move on and see if we can get someone to attack one of us again.
Who's next?
Let's go to not Lance. Not Lance, what have you learned?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to say another week of Hall of Fame radio in the books. Mm-hmm. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, gentlemen, for that. Ryan stole my thunder. I, too, learned that John is not the cook, comma, it's actually Lance.
John put that on me. It was a nice thing that he said.
I did not put that on you.
Over and
you
over and over,
this.
Like five different times.
All right, never mention it.
I'm not listening to the rest of this dumb, stupid-ass segment.
Look what you guys have done. He has tossed his headset. John, this is your doing.
Buckets.
No.
He said buckets, everyone. I know it sounded like something else initially. Let's go to, I don't know. I'm afraid. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, what have you learned?
Morning, guys. Within the last half hour of the show, I learned that Boston has replaced Utah as the white power capital of the NBA.
I don't know that it replaced it. I think it always had a claim to that title.
Yeah, Boston has always been.
It's always been one of those places.
Yeah.
I'm sure Utah's coming in and not going to back down trying to win the title.
Utah's going to Utah. Yeah. No question.
See, Lance, one that didn't have anything to do with you.
How about that?
Look at that.
Boston.
He didn't hear it because he took his headset off. Let's move to Tom on a headset. What have you learned?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Well, I learned when he's not DJing, Dale is the best at dropping chum in the water.
What chum did I drop in the water?
What did I do?
I'm not a DJ, by the way. All I did was question Frank Ross and the likelihood
chum
of him cutting
the water,
players' hair. I don't drop chum in the water. Not like John.
I don't know.
John had the great whites out to start this segment because of what you did earlier in the week. Let's move on. Thank you for the call, Tom. Other Eric, what have you learned?
I learned this week that if left unabated, Lance Zierlein will conflate two different shows, those being A Different World in the 80s and What's Happening in the 70s, into the same show. Bye.
This guy's a stupid ass, too. You can't do anything with these dumb white people.
Wait a minute.
Did you put
Raj in
one character in the wrong show?
No, it's Dwayne Wayne. He doesn't know. That guy probably think that's my mama was on CNN at the time.
I don't know.
Raj and rerun and Dwayne Wayne who said hey.
Okay.
He doesn't know. He's just stupid.
I don't know. I don't know that other Eric is white though.
He's dumb, whoever he is. He doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Got a lot of dumb listeners.
Dude, please watch television. This is why y'all shouldn't be on radio. Y'all are too stupid.
You guys got to Lance, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Stupid.
This is supposed to be a fun segment. Yeah.
This was supposed to be fun, and y'all ruined it. I'll do that. That's all. No more.
John, you seem to enjoy the early portions of Lance's reactions.
Well, I like when he says stuff like all the way up.
We're not here to make our guy unhappy, everybody. Having a fun time.
Y'all just won't hear me the rest of the show. There you go.
Well, the segment, we don't have any more callers on this segment, so maybe they won't do anything to get you mad. We can just go on and do our regular thing. We got one more segment, then News of the Weird. That should be okay. Right?
Right. There's no more. That's it. And I apologize if y'all misconstrued what I said earlier this week. Sure. All right? I apologize for that. I'll never mention that dude again. I don't know who he is. What's his name? Whatever.
You don't even know his name.
I don't even know his name. Don't even care. All right? That's it. No more. And y'all don't do that no more. Just like don't mention his brisket. Okay?
Well,
he has put
out evidence that he actually is pretty good at the brisket thing. Here's another non-Eric. Not the Eric we have come to love and Eric Wong, but another one. What have you learned, Eric?
Hey, Lancey, baby, how's the cuck life?
Oh, that's Ryan again. Our intern doesn't know the voices.
You're a D and a D and a bag after.
Well, he didn't hear that one because Lance had already left the studio. He had a phone call to take, so he didn't hear that one. Why is he the target?
I don't know.
Because I guess they think they can get under his skin. We'll take one more. The intern has the call almost ready. Then I guess we'll go because this has turned sour.
Yeah, this is bad. Don't no more.
You ran our guy out of here.
That's a Hall of Famer right there. Okay, stop already. You got him?
Oh, no, we're still. He's trying to figure it out. Once we get him. Okay, here we go. Railman Kenneth. I don't like how this is gonna go. Railman Kenneth, what have you learned?
What's going on, Dale? I've talked to him in Lance for years now. I just haven't talked in the last couple of years. But what's going on, guys? Lance, let me help you out, brother. What mistake you made is not Dwayne Wayne on what's happening. It's Dwayne Dwayne. Dwayne Wayne was from Different World, and Dwayne Dwayne was on what's happening. So y'all give my boy a break and ease up off of him a little bit. Yeah.
Thank you, Real Man Kenneth. That was nice and constructive.
Now that's a good call.
And unfortunately, he didn't hear that because he's not in the building.
Dwayne Wayne.
Two very similar but different characters.
Dwayne Wayne,
A Different World. Dwayne Wayne, the other show. But Lance didn't hear it because he's not in the room.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's break. No more calls. We can't trust anybody anymore.
I mean,
we cannot trust these people anymore. So no more calls. That's it. Taking a break. We'll be back right after this.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Texas won its second straight softball title last night. Congrats to the Horns. Congrats to Raheel.
And Sean Mapes.
And Mapes for
champions
the
once again.
Another championship.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Champions once again, the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah. That seems to be a sport that you can have dynasty. Oklahoma was the greatest run ever, right? They had three straight.
Yeah, and they were just one in dominant fashion. Texas Tech went all in. I think the most expensive roster in softball history. Now, NIL is not a longstanding thing, but they went in this year. They're doing
$240.
That's disrespectful. They're going in across all sports, and softball was among them. And they got there, but still lost to big bad Texas.
Yeah.
And they're up 1-0 late in the game. They gave up two, and Texas tacked on some more to take them out. So Texas champions once again.
Good sport. I just saw Jenny Finch throwing to Albert Pujols. Remember that video?
Yeah.
Pujols could not catch up to her.
It's just a different game.
I mean, it's a hard game. Women's softball is a hard game. When you got a good pitcher, that's one of the hardest things to do. Pujols couldn't catch up to Jenny Finch.
Was this Cardinals Pujols or Angels Pujols?
Cardinals, I think.
Oh, then even when he was still a good baseball player.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that is...
So, we've gone almost the entirety of the show without talking about the most important thing that came about yesterday.
What was that?
Kevin Durant hiding in a bush.
Yeah, what was that about?
He didn't want to be pictured, I guess, with the woman he was with. At least, he didn't
want
to...
That had to feel good for her.
He didn't want a paparazzi photo of it, so he was seen... It was a giant shrub. He's a tall man. So, all you see is the top of his head. And him hiding behind the shrub. Eventually, he comes out, so you see him. But I believe he was pulling the reverse of Justin Herbert. No, of Joe Burrow, where this time he allowed the woman to walk ahead of him. Joe normally walks ahead of his girl. Kevin Durant, with this unidentified woman, didn't want to be photographed, apparently.
Oh,
with her.
I see, yeah.
Or I don't know what the reason was. He was just hiding behind some shrubs.
So this is at Nobu Malibu?
Okay.
And I've been there.
And paparazzi
Holy
is there, right?
Dude, can I tell you, if you're a single guy and you're in the L.A. area, go to Nobu in Malibu. Holy crap.
Bet you better have some money.
Yeah, you better bring money. They love money there. There's no question. But my gosh, it is like no other place. I mean... It's unbelievable. And look, I see him. His head is barely sticking out above the bush. That's pretty funny.
I don't know if that's just a moment in time they caught and there's a real explanation for it. It just certainly looks like it's a giant man trying to hide from the camera. For what reason? Uh-huh. I know he's very private. We rarely see him out with a woman. It's not a thing that's very frequent. Compared to other guys.
You never see him.
Yeah.
You never see him.
And maybe this is the reason why.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a chance, he's hiding behind shrubbery at 6'11". How tall is that shrub?
You better be a big tree.
Yeah, you got a duck if you're Kevin Durant. There's not much foliage just going to protect you from the cameras at your height.
Look at that. He's got that. You can tell it's Durant, too. Yeah. I mean, that hat that he wears all the time.
Yeah, it's him. There's no question. Yeah. Eventually, see a photo of him out from behind it and walking, but he's still behind her. So he tried, but he failed. It's my favorite photo. A couple photo shoots he's been featured in. The new Rockets uniforms and this. Ask me which one's my favorite.
Yeah, this one was he made it awkward when he got behind a bush.
I don't know. How do you I guess you date a woman and kind of tell her how it's gonna be, but you know, she's gotta be like, what are you doing?
Well, do you think that he just walked in well behind her?
This is what I'm saying. It could be just caught in a moment of time and the angle's off or whatever. Maybe he's not really hiding. He just is walking in the same path she was walking in. It just so happens to be a perfect shot. It just certainly looks like it's a man hiding. A 6'11 man hiding, which is hard to do.
That's exactly what it is.
Which is hard to do.
Yep.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I just don't want to be photographed with you.
I don't want anyone to see me with you.
I don't want anyone to acknowledge I'm with you. Don't worry about it, though.
No, you're not famous, and I'm not married. I just don't want people to know that I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing awful going on here, but I just don't want people to see
I don't want anyone to see me with a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Norway's soccer picture?
Yeah, they're dressed like Vikings.
Like Vikings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're, coming
Erling
ashore.
Erling Haaland. And then they...
In America, they're coming ashore. That's a pretty cool picture.
My favorite part of all that is when they show where these camps are, and they go, and they like, man, they'll name a famous soccer player, and he's spending his days in Greensboro. Because they've got 48 teams, so they got to just put them in spots. So you're going to find small towns or smaller cities and places these guys would never be. But, you know, I forgot. Kevin De Bruyne is spending his time in Greensboro, North Carolina, or wherever they're staying, these soccer superstars, because you got to put 48 teams someplace.
Yeah.
They're all playing all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, who's how do you like that? Practicing in Houston?
I saw that map. I got to pull it up. I don't know if there's a specific team.
How do you like have to be a fan that has to go to three different cities if you want to see? Well, you're probably not staying for every game match, but maybe you are if you come over.
Yeah, if you come over, I would imagine you want to go to all your teams.
It's not cheap coming over.
Yeah.
And particularly because in this country, or if they're playing in this country, Mexico, Canada, but particularly this country, we're so spread out. We got their games across the country, and like in other countries, sure, major countries, but they're just smaller, less landmass. So you're not traveling as far as you can sometimes go by bus or maybe it's plane. But here, if you're rooting for Portugal, they got games here, but they're gonna be across the country in one of their other games. And if you got to decide if you want to make that trip or not,
well, and if you make it to the elimination round, you have no idea where they're going.
That's true. Yeah, it could be what the plane, what the airfare, the hotels, all that stuff. Like the U.S. is in Irvine. They're going to be in California. I'm trying to find out if Congo is going to be here. They're going to be training at Sabercat Stadium. That's where they'll practice and stuff. But that's the only team I think we have.
That's it?
In town.
You would think we would get more than that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it and seeing if multiple teams are camping in the same city, and Houston's big enough where you could, and certainly we have the facilities for it. I don't know if it was one country per city.
Yeah.
But yeah, we only have Congo here in town.
Yeah. Most three-pointers in a game by a rookie in WNBA history. Last night was set by somebody. I don't know her name.
I don't know her name either.
Olivia
Miles.
Miles.
She is a really good player. Yeah. She's going pretty viral for her performances. She had some
issues. Oh, wait. She's the one that's got the handles, too,
and
right?
And the goggles.
And the hesitation. Yeah. Wow. And she can shoot threes, too?
Or the glasses. Yeah, she wears glasses out in the court. She had some, I guess you would call it controversy in college. There's some she transferred. It was murky why she transferred. She spent her final year at TCU. She played at Notre Dame for the better part of her career, and then she left. And there are some online chatter about why it went down. But yeah, she's a really good player. And you watch the talk, and it's always, well, this is another one that's better than Caitlin Clark. And they're always like, hey, I know you guys love her, whoever that those guys happen to be. But there's like four of them coming that are much better than her, and we got four in the league right now. That is kind of a lot of the conversation online. Y'all, that's your favorite, but she's not even the best young guard in the game.
That may be true now. Yeah. I'm starting to buy into that kind of stuff. I saw Miles' highlight reel. Holy crap. She's really good.
Yeah. She was really throwing them down last night now.
I don't see Caitlin beat people off the dribble and get all the way to the basket very often.
Caitlin was 6 of 17 last night.
Mm-hmm.
She was ill, apparently.
She threw up
before the game. 17 points and 17 shots.
Yeah.
That's a Jalen Green-type performance.
Yep. Yep. And, well, shit, they're pretty good. Mitchell's pretty good. I'm not even sure she's the best player on her team.
I don't think so. I think Mitchell's been their best player since Caitlin's been on the team. But we know what her fame has brought to her as far as attention. But, yeah. And the league is, as far as talents are concerned, she is not even at the guard spot, someone they would probably put in their top four or five as far as young guards are concerned.
And there are more. And horrific three.
Who did?
Angel Reese.
Well, there's always that.
She's not a three-point shooter.
Yeah, no, it was awful.
Do you guys see how much Christian Watson is getting?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday with Sean.
What in the world?
He's getting
110.
He hasn't broken 700 yards in a season.
And he's getting 110 million for 4 years. Not 31 million is guaranteed. So, but 110 million if he plays out all 4 years of that contract, over 25 million. No, like 28 million for. $28 million for Christian Watson?
For an often injured player.
Z receiver who's a field stretcher.
Yeah, he is making about franchise tag money per season. His AAV is 27.6. The franchise tag is 27.3. I don't know why the Packers gave him that money. They paid Jaden Reed this offseason, too, and they decided to lock up Watson. Dobbs left to go join the Patriots, but they know who they have on their roster, right?
Yeah,
him play, right? What are we doing?
Yeah, that seems crazy to me.
He's not even
a number one receiver, and he's making over $25 million a year.
It comes out to 27.6, and just think if Nico didn't get his adjustment, how he would look at the league, because Nico now is making more per year than Christian Watson. But before,
can you imagine that?
He was not. He wasn't close. He was in the 20, I think. And Christian Watkins on a. Extensions making Watson, excuse me, on an extension is making that much. Good luck, Packers.
Yeah, I mean, give it to somebody that's going to actually be there and going to produce.
Yeah, I don't know what the reasoning behind it is. I didn't see anyone who saw that deal and quote tweeted go, oh, Packers made a good decision. It was all like disgusting. What are they doing? A lot of that, even from people who aren't just random commenters on Twitter, people would have some knowledge of what's going on in the league. They're like, well, I don't get this at all.
Did you see, these are things that we didn't talk about. Did you see that Shohei Ohtani has the lowest ERA in the history of baseball after 10 starts? Never in history has someone had a lower ERA. His ERA is a .74 right now. It's the lowest ERA to start a season in the first 10 games in the history of baseball. It's the third lowest ERA. Wait a minute. The ERA after 10 starts to begin a season is among the lowest in baseball history, according to ESPN.
No, it's not the lowest. It's like third lowest.
Well, it says that. Wait a minute.
Third lowest.
In his 10th start of the season.
Jacob DeGrom had a 0.56. Juan Marichal had a 0.59. He's 0.74.
Oh, it's among the lowest. Among the lowest. Yeah.
Yeah,
among the. Whew, Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah,
20.
Remember that was incredible,
and then he had UCL and he's never been the same.
No,
56 after 10 starts. Good lord.
Yeah,
So the MLB record for ERA is lowest is it 0.86? Is that what I'm seeing? But is only
Gibson
lowest for what time frame?
Just ever. But we're talking
in a season.
We're 0.86
in a season.
Yeah, no, but
not in the, can't be the modern era.
No chance. It was in the 1880s. Some guy named Tim Keefe had the lowest ERA apparently, and he pitched 105.
He played against farmers.
He was a farmer himself. So Ohtani currently under
Bob
that.
Gibson was a live ball 1.12.
Yeah, so Ohtani tracking to have the lowest ERA in a season ever, and his OPS is over 900.
Mm-hmm. He's all right. Let's not get crazy. He's all right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hunter Brown pitched pretty well last night in Sugar Land, so he's making his way. So much better than Javier, I'll say that. So
you think he's better than Javier?
I'm talking about their performances.
Okay. We're still waiting on Hunter, though.
As their rehab,
assignments.
Makes more money.
10 weeks in, 9.5 weeks in for Hunter Brown. It's still a little bit of a – we're still almost 70 days in.
We've got almost 100 games left. We're good.
Yeah. Well, let's get him out there.
He turns the season around.
Almost 100 games left sounds like a punishment with this team. It didn't sound like a reason for hope.
We've got more than an NBA season left to go.
Hey, guys. We've got almost 100 games left.
We've got 5 NFL seasons to go.
How many games do we have left to get?
That's all. We got NBA tonight, Spurs and Knicks. Does it end for the Knicks, or do they continue the greatest run in NBA history?
Well, Wimby says all they got to do is play normal. I don't even have to be great, and we should be okay.
If Wimby plays well, I mean, they had a 13-point lead with Wimby not playing very well.
Yeah, but that's the Knicks. Brian Windhorst made a point. People have been saying this about the Knicks. Like, even going back to last year, the Celtics weren't concerned because they blew a giant lead early and lost that. And, of course, they eventually lost that series. We know the Cavs were talking about how they're actually playing better. Kenny Atkinson, famously. And it didn't matter. The Knicks just won. So, Wimby's just the next in line to talk about, hey, we're good.
That's true.
And then the Knicks just keep winning anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they just keep winning. I mean, I don't know. If they win again tonight,
it's that same disrespect. It's that same subconsciously, you just don't think Brunson could be the best player for a championship team. You don't think it. And yeah, here we are.
Yep.
It's funny because
I like the Spurs tonight, but the line is 5.5. Like,
yeah.
Wow. Yep,
I get it that these guys came from different places, but the pedigree it's not like their starting lineup isn't full of first round picks and lottery picks.
You're talking about the Knicks?
Except for Jalen Brunson.
Full of it.
Yeah. I mean, Cat was a top pick. Mikal Bridges was a lottery pick.
Yes.
All those guys, OG Anunoby, it's not like these guys weren't highly thought of even just coming in. Jalen Brunson, the actual star, is the one, and to your point, Lance, it's the one that's the second rounder. But still, that should be out the door at this point.
Mm-hmm.
About what he is and what he's capable of.
Oh, can't be thinking that way, even subconsciously.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're 3 games away from a title. I mean,
3 games away.
Or wins, excuse me. But still, what are we doing at this point? Wimby may be right. We will see what happens tonight. But it was pretty dismissive of him. Hey, we just clean up some stuff and we'll be okay.
I know Stephen A. said, you know, he was pissed off about the Knicks getting Brunson. Didn't he also say that none of those Villanova guys would be in the NBA?
Did he say that?
He might have.
Sure he said that, too. Villanova's winning. They got no NBA players.
How could he have made a statement like that? Stephen A. makes some of the dumbest statements.
I'm almost positive it was him that said maybe
Villanova doesn't have a real NBA player is what he said. I'm trying to find. It was back April 4th, 2016. That was a Brunson. I believe Brunson was on that team. I don't know.
Yeah, they won the title, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out because they won a couple. So I'm trying to figure out which roster that was. It was Brunson, Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges. They're all on that team. And he said they didn't have any real NBA players.
Josh Hart, Brunson, who else?
It was and Mikal Bridges.
Bridges, but also...
I mean, there are other, Dante DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo.
And there are other guys who have had, like, stints because Eric Paschal was on the Warriors for a little bit. So there, yes, he said that. I think it was the day of the national title game against North Carolina. They don't have any real NBA players.
That's what happens when you have to make huge, definitive, hyperbolic statements.
I think he said that. Yeah. Let me make sure. But
I mean,
yeah,
we never say crap like that.
I've never heard you say anything crazy before.
Nothing crazy. No. Nothing stupid.
Nothing.
Nothing. Ever. Well, you're going to hear me say something stupid on the other side because we got News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Remember Bret Michaels, the wrestler? Apparently his daughter, Rain, is selling feet pictures. And he approves. Do you want to see Rain Michaels' feet? Do you like pretty feet?
I don't know what she looks like.
I do. Do you want to see him, I think.
No, I don't like... I don't care for feet. But that would at least play a part.
Well, Lance likes pretty feet.
I like pretty feet.
He does, but I think that's kind of centered on his wife. As far as who he likes.
Well, I mean, pretty feet are pretty feet. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Dua Lipa could be in the mix.
Oh, I didn't know you go searching for pretty feet.
I don't search. If it's there, it's there.
Well,
it's not something
Quentin Tarantino. She should be in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Tarantino's over the top.
You know, her feet are probably pretty.
I imagine they are. I'm just not what I would care about.
Do you want your daughter to sell feet pictures?
Is that
a gateway?
To what?
You know, selling other pictures.
Well, if we're going to do this, it seems like a pretty easy way. And you don't have to. There's enough, if you want to call them freaks out there, or just guys who like feet, that you don't have to turn into something else. You can make money doing that and be
just
fine.
That. But the real money.
I mean, sure, but you have to balance the money with what you have
to
do.
But I'm just worried that it's a gateway.
Into like harder drugs. I think you can cut it off at feet if you so choose.
I know, yeah. But sometimes I don't want Frankie selling her feet pictures.
I wouldn't think so. No one's looking for that for their daughter.
No.
It's not a goal.
Brett Michaels says it's okay.
Well, what's he going to do? She's an adult now. But when you are looking in the eyes of your baby girl, it doesn't come across. You know, I have dreams for this little girl. The dream isn't for her to be on OF.
No.
No. Feet pics. No. He says it's a brilliant financial decision.
There are guys who will pay for the daughter of a famous rock star's feet picks. Yes, it's a way to make some quick cash.
Is he a wrestler or a rock star?
Bret Michaels? You said Bret Michaels, not Shawn Michaels.
Bret Michaels.
The rock star.
Oh, yeah. A daycare worker smacked 5 kids between the ages of 2 and 4 with a metal stapler, got fired. Mm-hmm. Police say her quote was, "My babies are going to miss me." Do you think they're going to miss her?
I mean, I don't know how many times she hit them with a stapler. And kids are pretty forgiving.
And not only that, sometimes they deserve it.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll miss her, though, if they got hit by the...
Well, a stapler, a metal stapler.
Uh-huh.
Seems like that's not a great daycare worker.
No, she probably had to go.
Yeah, doesn't seem like they're going to miss her that much.
That's her form of timeout.
Yeah, I'll just hit you with a metal stapler.
Yeah, some timeouts are more painful than other timeouts.
I think we're underestimating how difficult it is to just hit someone with a stapler.
If you open it up, you can hit them with it.
But then there's a danger of it coming back and hitting you on the hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you got to keep it closed.
Yeah, so... I wouldn't say she should be applauded for it, but the dexterity of her hands to get that done, to hit that many kids with a stapler, it shouldn't be underrated.
No, it shouldn't be.
But she does have to go, probably.
No, I'm not saying she should keep her job, but we can acknowledge.
But I don't think they're going to miss her, if you want to know the truth.
Nah, it feels unlikely. No. I can't even work that out. Like, if someone continuously hit me with a stapler, I don't think I'd miss him.
A South Florida man taking a company to court. He went on airboat rides And apparently they have a free alligator encounter, and the alligator bit him in the face. Do you think that if you are going on an alligator encounter that there's a chance that it's not their fault? You got bit in the face because you are on an alligator encounter.
What do you sign to keep the business from being liable? If you sign something and, you know, you're dealing with an alligator, there's no fault for them. You take your own face into your own hands when you put it in the front of an alligator.
If you're going to go on an alligator encounter, you got to pretty much worry about getting bit in the face.
Well, and you probably sign. You probably almost 100% sign something.
Yeah.
Did this person lean into the alligator?
He says there were no warnings, signs, or other devices to warn or indicate the vicious nature of the subject alligator. Hey, dumbass. It's an alligator.
That's the sign.
Were you dropped?
That's the first sign.
Are you from a different planet and you don't know how alligators operate?
Yeah.
If you're not from a different planet, there should be no signs.
Yeah, first sign is alligator.
He's the reason that there are directions on shampoo bottles. Okay? That's what...
There was no direction.
There were no directions. No directions. Guess what? Alligators are dangerous. We're done. Mopey and Mapes are next. Hope you enjoyed the show this week. We will talk to you again on Monday, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $38.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.